one of the themes that Jung really invites us to meditate upon is the way in which our own experience is part of a universal mythic tradition, that we are playing our part in the great dramas of human life. Ed Tick, who's a colleague and friend, wrote this remarkable book called War of the Soul, who draws very much from an archetypal perspective, writes that a society cannot be healthy without its warriors. Societies with a class of mature warriors to remind the leadership and the people of the realities of war are healthier, stronger, less prone to violence. It's so striking how, in the rush to the Gulf War, there were two old combat veterans, older combat veterans, who were Shinseki and Powell, who warned caution, and they were just brushed aside by Bush, Cheney, Hurd, Wolfowitz, Card, Rice, and a whole lot of people who had absolutely no idea of the forces for evil and destruction that they were about to unleash on the Middle East. It's the old warriors who tell people to sit down and shut up. Comrades from the Battle of Stalingrad. Colonel Breitenbach, Sire and Colonel. There are a lot of names on that board. I gave this presentation some time ago and was criticized for not showing pictures of mutilated bodies and some of the people in Walter Reed. And my reason is that I did not have their permission, and I didn't want to turn this into a kind of pornography of violence. So I'm going to start here with just some pictures to give a sense of this devastation that we're talking about. I want us to be absorbed into this landscape. This was during mopping up on some operations in eastern Baghdad. You might just see a white car in the distance down the road. The person who took this photograph just killed a sniper under that car. Barry Dicker writes, combat is such a mix of horror and bravery that it can be called mysterious. Such an experience can not only horrify and repel, but also attract and sanctify. Combat is a numinous experience with all the bipolarity of terror and awe that such a confrontation with the goddess of war implies. The initiate will never be the same again. His or her life's journey is now set upon a different path. The Jungian questions, therefore, are what is the meaning of combat experience in its aftermath in PTSD symptoms? And what purpose or psychic function might these symptoms serve? What is the telos, as you might say? What is the wider cultural and mythic context in which we might address the challenges of combat experience and trauma? Jung addresses these questions through the lens of individuation, which is a process of psychological deepening and spiritual maturation. Individuation implies psychic spaciousness, self-acceptance, greater responsibility for one's conduct, and a meaningful place in the wider community. An archetypal perspective helps us understand that the soldier's individuation process is a path that continues through the lifespan. It is a warrior's path known in all cultures. Like this line from Ed Tech, he says that warriorhood is not an outer role, but is primarily an inner spiritual achievement. A veteran with post-traumatic stress disorder can use this warrior ideal as a guide for healing and growth. It offers dignity, behavioral steadiness, self-knowledge, and cultural meaning.